Oasis Audio presents Mystery of the Fallen Treasure by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilith. Chapter 1, A New Adventure.
Look, that plane is flying awfully low.
6-year-old Benny Alden pointed out the window of the minivan. A small plane glided down past the mountains and disappeared in the distance.
It's landing at the Little Sun River Airport, said Grandfather. Lots of people have small planes there.
I bet that plane is too small to hold all of us in our suitcases,
Benny's 10-year-old sister Violet said.
Especially since we also have Watch with us.
She petted the wire-haired dog that sat next to her. The Aldens had landed at the airport just before noon and rented the minivan. Grandfather's friend, Victor Gonzalez, had invited the family to spend a week in beautiful Sun River in central Oregon. They had traveled across the country from Greenfield, Connecticut.
Dogs are welcome in Sun River, said Henry,
Benny and Violet's older brother. He was reading from a brochure that he had downloaded from the internet. Henry was 14 and liked to look things up on the computer.
It says that dogs just have to be on a leash or be very well behaved.
12-year-old Jesse reached past Violet to pet Watch. He turned to nuzzle her hand.
Watch is very well behaved, aren't you, Watch?
Watch was really Jesse's dog, but Jesse was happy to share him with her sister and brothers. Jesse had found Watch in the woods. When their parents died, Jesse, Violet, Henry, and Benny had run away. They were supposed to live with their grandfather.